Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison, is the author of our Book of the Month for March, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Instruction, Meditation, and Prayers on Luther's Small Catechism. This new devotional resource is available in print and as an ebook. Learn more about Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've come to the end of a broadcast week on this Friday, March the 15th. It is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have assembled four soundbites, one from Terry Mattingly on church architecture, one from Pastor Heath Curtis on the St. Patrick hymn, I Bind Unto Myself Today, another from Pastor Paul McCain on casual or informal worship, and soundbite number four from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Habakkuk and the liturgy. Those four soundbites we're going to play for you, and after you've listened, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes will decide which is soundbite of the week, and the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. And of course, phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Terry Mattingly talking about church architecture.
It makes a difference whether you walk in and you see arches and you see light coming through windows for specific reasons and lighting up specific places. Once again, the altar versus whatever else. Then you walk into other churches and it looks like it came out of some sort of, this is my own prejudice speaking here, it looks like it came out of some sort of postmodern National Endowment of the Arts deconstructive grant system. When I was in Russia, I thought it was so fascinating that this was several decades ago, but this was how you could see communism in architecture. This stress on modernity. I live in a town, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where science has kind of ruled this town throughout its existence. And the buildings are just super, super modern. In my opinion, some people think, gosh, that's wonderful looking, it's trendy, it's modern. To me, nothing ages faster than modernity. Modernity changes every 5 to 10 years.
That's soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly on church architecture. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, you can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, your reason is very important. Here comes soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Heath Curtis talking about the St. Patrick hymn, I Bind Unto Myself Today.
Patrick, in his preaching and in the conversion of Ireland, displayed a very bold Christianity. Some people have called this a muscular Christianity. Christianity that is unafraid to use the biblical motifs of battle, of spiritual battle, of our Lord Jesus Christ as our champion. In the first Sunday in Lent, we have Jesus as our champion, defeating the devil for us in our place, beginning his war. So that's beautiful. And then in the second place, you have Patrick teaching in that hymn a proper Christian way to look at what people of the Celtic mindset in those days, what they would call magic, right? They would often begin their day with charms and with charmed trinkets and tokens. And Patrick is teaching them, guys, you don't need this charm bracelet. You don't need this magic rock. You don't need these idols in your home. What you should bind to yourself every day is the strong name of the Trinity. And again, this is even still in English, right? What's the gospel? It's a good spell. It is the good news. But that word is definitely a little stronger. It's the good spell. It's this good, powerful word, a word that does something. That's what a spell is. Well, we Christians really have words that do things. We really have words that forgive sins, that bring spiritual reality to the here and now. And so Patrick beautifully teaches people to bind to themselves not only the name of the Trinity, but then, and again, this very beautiful, martial, militaristic, masculine, virtuous way tells the story of Jesus Christ going into battle for us and rising from the dead, and it's definitely one of my favorites.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, on the St. Patrick hymn, I Bind Unto Myself Today. Vote for that one by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can email your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send it to us as a tweet at @issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Paul McCain. He's talking a little bit about informal or casual worship.
I've talked about this with people over and over. There's this desire to be informal, as if formality is bad. Informal means you're sincere. I don't get it. But it drives me up the wall. And when people say there's no differences in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as a result of these things, they are dead wrong. We're talking about what you say you believe should be demonstrated in how things are done. Okay, this is a no-brainer. When you go to a 5-star restaurant and receive the very finest of gifts available to human beings through a kitchen, you don't walk in there like you're going to the McDonald's, and if you do, they throw you out. I mean, there's protocols in life for all these things. We rise when we're in the presence of a judge in a court of law, but some people just feel this compulsion to be so informal in the presence of the holy living God who is there for you and for your sake.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, talking about casual worship. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our email address right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is coming up, and after we've played it for you, we're going to take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, his thoughts on the liturgy and Old Testament prophet Habakkuk.
And when we gather as Christians to the divine service, to the Lord's name on Sunday, and we see the altar there, we're seeing a reflection of the throne of God. And when we see the bread and the wine, which are the body and blood, we're seeing the Lord on his throne. And when we hear the preaching of the absolution and the kindness of God, we're hearing the heavenly declaration that our sins are forgiven, so that the liturgy is an earthly reflection of the heavenly reality. When we come into the Lord's church, and when we're there in front of the body and blood given to us for the forgiveness of our sins, that we're entering as much as we can on earth until the day that we die, we're entering into the presence of God where he's giving out to us these marvelous heavenly gifts. And then maybe there's one more step, that the picture of heaven is reflected in the liturgy, and that liturgy is then reflected in our own conscience. So in heaven, Jesus says to his heavenly Father, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. And then on earth, the preacher says to you, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. And then in your own conscience, the Holy Spirit is echoing those same words that say, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. So there's this threefold reflection of the heavenly reality that brings us great comfort. It's no wonder then that Luther calls Habakkuk. He says, this guy is a prophet of comfort.
That's soundbite number four from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Habakkuk and the Liturgy. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote @issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and checking our Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Hard to tell.
It's time to register to vote for President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Each congregation or multi-point parish must register their pastor and lay voter with the LCMS Office of Secretary by Sunday, March 24th of 2019. A registration form has been mailed to every LCMS congregation. Learn more at issuesetc.org/LCMSPresident. issuesetc.org/LCMSPresident.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Women's Missionary League is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During March, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to the LWML. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, March the 15th, to close off our broadcast week. We got four soundbites, one from Terry Mattingly on church architecture. Soundbite number two is from Pastor Heath Curtis on the St. Patrick hymn I bind unto myself today. Soundbite number three is Pastor Paul McCain on casual worship. And soundbite number four is Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Habakkuk and the liturgy. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Indiana, where Scott is waiting on the line. Hi, Scott.
You guys outdid yourself 2 weeks in a row picking sound bites. I think there's a really correlation between the one with Pastor McCain and Terry Mattingly, and last week's by Anthony Esselin, talking about the praise peacock. When Paul McCain talks about the informality, I don't know how you could do informal worship at a Lent service. You look at the words to the hymnal, you can't be casual about that. I really went back and forth between Terry Mattingly and Pastor McCain. I'm going to vote for Terry Mattingly, where he mentioned church architecture is theology in stone. How you worship tells a lot about your theology. My own church is Christ Lutheran Church, and you would know it immediately when you walk in, because right up front is a big stained glass window of Christ on the cross, but it's also a Trinitarian window because it has the symbol for the Father and the symbol for the Holy Spirit. And you look all around, you see a cross on the end of each pew. You see the baptismal font, the eight-sided baptismal font, reminiscent of 1 Peter 3, verse 20. The whole building is just speaks theology if you just take time to look at it. So my vote is for Terry Mattingly.
Scott, thank you very much. He's voted for Terry Mattingly on church architecture. Let's see what Steve in Illinois has to say. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Todd. Yeah, I was observing that all the comments today deal with the cultural interaction of the church and how we're visible or invisible, depending on how we apply ourselves. I had a conversation earlier this morning with someone about St. Patrick's Day, and so I was reflecting that Heath's observation about the hymn, particularly applicable, because the comment the person made was, maybe when Jesus comes back, we'll talk to St. Patrick and find out what it's all about. And what he's pointing out is that he's already told us what it's all about, and yet every day we have, every year we have St. Patrick's celebration, and most people miss the fact that it's about God's messenger sharing Christ with people. So that's why I picked Keith's.
Oh, Steve, thank you very much. He's voting for soundbite number two, the St. Patrick hymn, I Bind Unto Myself Today. Let's see. Ross in Cedar Park, Texas says, my vote is for Pastor McCain's soundbite on casual worship. I enjoyed his correlation of dining at a five-star restaurant, although even those establishments are slowly bending to society. That's where we should make the distinction. The divine service is apart from society and therefore worthy of our best. Thanks and keep up the good work, says Ross in Cedar Park. Let's see what Sage has to say in Casper, Wyoming. Hi, Sage.
Hi, Pastor. I'm also voting for soundbite number three, just because of the tremendous importance I think it is that we teach our children to have proper respect and reverence, which is not common in our culture these days, for the divine service. Because it is our highest good. And I know that a lot of Lutherans are kind of shy away from that or attempted to shy away from that because we're so afraid of legalism or becoming too high church. But as a mother, I really seek to teach this and instill it in my own children. So, yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin.
Sage, thank you very much, and thanks for listening out there in Wyoming. Let's see. The next vote here comes from Peter in Everett, Washington. He says, Pastor Paul McCain's comments on casual worship get my vote. When he said that the informality drives him up the wall, I wanted to cheer. Casual worship is yet another way that American Christians make worship about ourselves. Worship isn't about us. It's about what God has done for us. We're worshiping the God who created the entire universe with a word, who sent his only son to live a perfect life and die for us on the cross so that we can join him in heaven. He lived a perfect life for 30 years, yet we can't go a day or even an hour without sinning. There is a reason that we are to fear and love God, and we should show God that respect that he deserves. Bravo, Pastor McCain. Thank you for the continuing series with Pastor McCain. I always look forward to every episode. Thank you very much as well, and thanks for your vote. Andy in Hayward, Wisconsin has a vote for soundbite number three. He says, because it takes the wraps off the false argument that informality is automatically more sincere than formality. Andy, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. David listens in Missouri. He says, when I was a Baptist boy, I was lectured strongly for sitting on a communion table while waiting to get our class pictures taken. Later in life, the sacred furniture generally was set aside in the sanctuaries, and I frequently, before becoming Lutheran, I heard Lutherans who disregard holy things like evangelicals do is very sad and troubling to me. I teach my grandson to reverence the altar. He's only four. This is simply right. Why this is so hard for us to see, I don't know. Pastor McCain is correct. Thank you very much for your vote. And thanks for listening there in Missouri. Twyla listens in Minnesota. She's voted for soundbite number four, saying, receiving Christ taking the body and the cup for the forgiveness of our sins is such a gift. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, I'm afraid this was a rather easy choice this week. I'm going with Terry Mattingly's comment on architecture and what it confesses. I recall one of the LCMS congregations I was a member of when I first visited. There was this beautiful Southwestern-style stucco and clay tile roof building with an inset cross on the gable. It looked like it was a missionary church from a spaghetti western. I soon learned that this building was the congregation's preschool and daycare business. The congregation had Sunday services in a double wide trailer off to the side. This always bothered me, and it always made me think that what we are confessing. Aaron, thanks for listening in Florida. Kurt's on the line in Oklahoma City. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. Hello for Mattingly's comment on number one, and to echo what Scott, your first caller, said about one and three being very similar, I'd echo that and say that it's about reverence. Those are both comments about reverence, but Mattingly's comment about architecture is that the decisions we make there are long-term and lasting for decades. Thanks.
Kurt, thank you very much. I couldn't agree more. Thanks for listening in Oklahoma City. Viola's listening in Michigan. Hi, Viola.
Hello.
Which one are you voting for, Viola?
Terry Mattingly, on church architecture. It's getting to be so forgotten that, you know, some of these newer churches, they just build a building, and maybe they, it's all about price, I guess. But at the same time, they're going on cruises and some things that don't need to, that you don't need to do. They've lost the what's important, and so I, it has so much. Unfortunately, I'm in it's a small church, but it does, you know, they did appreciate the church windows. They all speak, you know, they all have something to say, and you sit in there and you just you can think easier than in a real contemporary or just a pole building or whatever, and not that that's bad, but I think we're kind of forgetting. We're just forgetting it for no reason at all.
Viola, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Kevin listens in Louisiana. Four outstanding sound bites, each worthy of recognition. Despite the timeliness of Mr. Mattingly's material, due to an upcoming building renovation project, I must vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain. It's true that in the current age we have witnessed, and in many cases participated in, a rejection of formality. I believe this should never have entered into our churches. I suppose it's due in part to the prevailing American attitude that rejects the idea of a monarchy wholesale. So instead of our set apart in the world, not really of it, American Christianity seems to have even rejected the idea of what lordship means, other than some way of addressing your social superiors in medieval times. An arduous task is ahead for those who seek to reclaim formality and ceremony. Thanks to Issues Etc. for continuing to provide artillery, supporting those fighting on the front lines in this struggle. Kevin in Louisiana, thank you so much. Brandon has a final vote here. It's for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Habakkuk and the Liturgy. He says, a timely treatment. According to your votes on this Friday, the winner for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain on casual worship.
I've talked about this with people over and over. There's this desire to be informal, as if formality is bad. Informal means you're sincere. I don't get it. I don't get it. But it drives me up the wall. And when people say there's no differences in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as a result of these things, they are dead wrong. We're talking about what you say you believe should be demonstrated in how things are done. Okay, this is a no-brainer. When you go to a five-star restaurant and receive the very finest of gifts available to human beings through a kitchen, you don't walk in there like you're going to the McDonald's, and if you do, they throw you out. I mean, there's protocols in life for all these things. We rise when we're in the presence of a judge in a court of law. But some people just feel this compulsion to be so informal in the presence of the holy living God, who is there for you and for your sake.
That's soundbite number three, the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, Pastor Paul McCain on casual worship. Thanks to everybody who voted. Kevin in Louisiana, you'll get the LBR bundle package. Just send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. LCMS Ministry of the Armed Forces is committed to serving those who serve. You can find out about their great work at lcms.org/armed forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Joseph, the Guardian of Jesus, with Dr. Arthur Just. We'll have Pastor Bender lead us in a teaching on coveting and the parable of the rich fool, and we'll talk with Dr. Ben Mays about priestly celibacy during the time of the Reformation. We stand in the presence of God. If we believe that, then that changes our behavior there on Sunday morning. If we don't believe it, nothing changes from if we're standing on a street corner or at a football game. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.